Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hi, I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Missy.
Hey, Missy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I need your help because I'm pretty sure something is being kept from me by my boyfriend.
Uh-oh. Okay, who's the boyfriend?
So I have a boyfriend named James, and we've been living together for about 2 years now.
Okay.
But we work different parts of the day. I usually work pretty normal hours, but he works night. So during the week, we still see each other, but it's just weird, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
So last week on Friday, I actually got off a little bit early, which means we get to have dinner together before he goes in, and I was excited. I get home, and I go to the bedroom to get changed, and I notice there are no sheets on the bed. And I'm like, well, that's strange. I mean, and then James told me, oh yeah, I was doing the laundry. So I decided to wash the sheets. And normally I would think, wow, what a great guy. He took it upon himself to wash the sheets for us and didn't leave it up to me.
Right, sure, you know? Sure, of course.
But the more I thought about it, it's been over 2 years and I've lived with this man and he has never once volunteered to wash the sheets. Never. Ever, ever.
Right.
He doesn't wash the linens. He doesn't wash the bathroom towels. I have to do all of it.
Yeah, that's the same way in our house. Nicole always does it.
Yeah, the same way with us, too. If I never wash the sheets, Kyle would probably sleep in dirty sheets forever.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So now I'm wondering why he suddenly got the energy to wash the sheets. And then 2 days later, when he was gone, I noticed that he put the fitted sheet on upside down. And, okay, while I'm appreciative of the effort, I have a thing. And I guess the tag part has to go on the lower left corner of the bed. Otherwise, it's wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so you're OCD about it. I gotcha.
Right. So I strip the fitted sheet off, and I start putting it back on the right way. And that's when I notice the stain.
Mm. You wait. You notice what?
A stain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should I even ask what kind of stain here, or are we treading on dangerous material with this?
Let me see. Okay, how can I put this to completely not gross out every one of you? It was a stain. It was bodily fluid.
Oh.
And it's the kind of thing that usually they find in a crime scene.
Okay, all right. So it wasn't the stain I'm thinking of. It wasn't a sexual stain.
Well, I don't know. That's just it. You have to understand, the stain was really big.
Ugh.
So it definitely wasn't from like a paper cut, okay?
Oh, gross.
Okay. Is there any chance it could have been like maybe a nosebleed or maybe he cut himself shaving and went to bed?
Okay, well, look, here's a little part of the mystery. When you put the sheets back on the bed the right way, which is the way they always go on, the stain is in the location where, let's just say it wasn't a nosebleed.
Oh.
Like the stain is where someone is not where someone's face goes when they lay down.
This is disgusting. God, oh, I don't even know if I want to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're sure the stain is
Well, I don't what else could it possibly be?
Wow.
Okay. Well, have you said anything to James about it? Like, did you bring him in the room and point at the stain and be like, explain this?
Hey, he's not a dog, Ashley. She's not going to drag him in by the collar and point his nose at it and go, who's been a bad boy?
I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't mentioned it because I'm still kind of hoping that there's some sort of explanation that maybe I'm not thinking of.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Why don't we do this? Why don't we call up James and tell him that we're his least favorite morning show, Scotty of the Bugs.
Oh, jeez.
And then we're doing a segment on most embarrassing things to happen in bed. We'll tell him somebody called in, and if he can guess who it is, he'll win a prize, like a trip or something. But what we'll do first is we'll try to get the story behind the mysterious stain out of him to see what he says caused it. So his answer is either going to be, it's probably my girlfriend calling, and I was eating ice cream in bed and fell asleep. Or, I don't know, or it's going to be something way worse.
He better have hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to James, please?
This is James.
Hey, James, this is the Scotty of the Balls Morning Show from FM 98, your home for the most hit music. How are you today?
Oh, man, are you serious? What's up, you guys?
We're just living the dream, my man. But listen, we've got a great contest going on right now for a trip for two to Vegas that you could win. So listen, we have a bit of a challenge for you this morning. I'm going to let my co-host Christy LaRue tell you all about it.
So we're doing a contest this morning called The Most Embarrassing Thing to Happen to Me in Bed Is... And we just took a call from a person you know very well.
Yeah, I would say you know this person intimately well.
Yes, yes. And they told us the messy bedsheet story, James.
Now, in a minute, we're going to have you identify this person for an awesome trip for two to Las Vegas. But here's two conditions now. You got to, first of all, you got to identify the person's name right. And second, you have to tell us how this embarrassing moment happened. If your stories match up, then you have the best story of the day and you are off to Vegas.
Oh, you want me to tell you now?
Yes.
Okay, so the person who told you was definitely Brandy. And... The way it happened was, I mean, what do you want me to say? We had sex, but it wasn't the best time.
Wow!
Oh,
you are incredibly stupid, James. I had no idea this was going to fool you, but Mr. Buzz, tell him what he's won.
Congratulations, you won a huge argument with your girlfriend, Missy, who's been listening the entire time.
What?
Congratulations, let me just tell you what else you won, because he forgot to mention it. You won a new fucking place to live. My name is on the lease, and you have until this weekend to get your dirty ass out of here.
Hold on. What's going on right now?
I don't know. You cheated on me with your little friend from work, so you can go live with her if you want to. Wait, hold on. Is she still living with her parents? Because I'm pretty sure she's fucking 12. So good luck with that.
Gross.
And the next time you try to cheat on somebody, try not to do it during that time of the month, okay?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.